All right, folks, back at the ballpark while you were away, the Longhorns pushed across a run, had another one thrown out at the plate. Now in the top of the third, Tessa Woods at the plate. Julian?
That was the second strike to Woods as she swung out in front of that off-speed pitch from Turner. Cameron Redford drove in the solo run. This one fouled off the screen with a little bloop single just past the infield, snuck it into the outfield. One run score, that was Dominguez coming to the plate. Kalenko was out at home to end the inning. 2-2 pitch, swung on, lined, and foul off the umpire. Looks to be all right. Might have hit him in the foot area.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me as the ump tried to get out of the way of that one. But still a 2-2 count.
2-2 pitch from Turner. Swung on and fouled off the screen. We'll do it again.
Good solid at bat here by Tessa Woods in the top of the third. This will be pitch number 8 coming up to Tessa.
2-2 pitch from Turner. Swung on, another foul ball. This one off the screen once again.
You know, going back to that Longhorn run in the bottom of the second, Bethany Phan out in left kind of made an odd move on that ball and tried to catch it a little bit over her shoulder, and it went off her glove, and first one came around, second one thrown out by Bethany Phan, but kind of an odd way to approach that ball.
2-2 pitch outside, and it's full. Payoff pitch to Tessa Woods. Swung on. Ground ball. It sneaks foul. I believe that's what the home plate umpire ruled it. So we'll get another pitch on the way to Woods.
Jessica Johnston came down the third baseline and did field the ball, but the umpire was right there saying no throw, no throw, because it was foul.
That one barely foul, was right on the chalk of the infield, down the left field line, third base line. Here's the payoff pitch once again, another foul ball. I believe this will be the 11th pitch on the way here from Turner. Might be more pitches as a bat in the entire game so far.
It's close. Zaria Turner came in with 18.
This one grounded out to second. Burks fields it cleanly. Throw over to first in time for the first out here in the top of the third.
Nice play by Macy at second base. Short toss over to Abby Dominguez. Now the second baseman, Kenna Irvin.
Lefty hitter, Irvin.
Not mistaken, this is the third left-hander facing the lefty, Zaria Turner.
Johnston playing in. First pitch to Irvin, ground ball, right side. It goes right through Dominguez, and Kenna Irvin on with a one-out error. Might be the old Bill Buckner right through Abigail Dominguez's legs, right under the glove of Abby.
The old timers like me say right through the wickets and into right field. So we'll see if the Longhorns can do with Kaylin Lerma.
First pitch to Lerma. Bunted, foul.
We hope you stayed with us. We had just a little technical glitch, but from all signs here, we're back on the air and bringing you game one of a doubleheader tonight in the bi-district playoffs.
This one lined out to right. Redford on it for the second out.
And Cameron, after she caught that, hustled it into first, but the runner was back.
Brings up Bethany Phan. She misplayed a pop-up and left. And that allowed a run to score, the only run of the game so far for the Lady Longhorns. First pitch to from Turner. Swung on and missed. It's 0-1.
Zaria with three strikeouts in the early going today.
Has allowed two base runners, one on a hit by pitch and the one we just mentioned on the E3. This one low and in to Fan.
You mentioned this early on. Softball games move along. Pitchers are ready. Batters are ready. There aren't a whole lot of interruptions in softball play.
1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Another high fastball right by Fan. And it's 1-2. Turner looks for the sign. She comes set. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fly ball left center field. Looks like Kate Dolan under it. And that'll be the third out of the inning. Mustangs go down after getting a runner on the error. But that runner does not come around to score. Longhorns leading after 2.5, 1-0.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back, everybody. Tom Tarando and Julian Munoz back at George Ranch High School. Lady Longhorns lead 1-0 in this first game of bi-district play with the Katie Taylor Lady Mustangs. We move to the bottom of the third and the top of the order, Jessica Johnston.
Yeah, she roped one right back up the middle, hit the pitcher Hughes, and Hughes could not make the play to first in time. Johnston was on with a leadoff single. First pitch to Johnston, outside for ball one. Johnston pounced on the first pitch she saw in her first at-bat, just took the first pitch. This one also low and away, quickly 2-0 here on the Longhorns leadoff hitter.
Game two will start approximately 10-15 minutes after the conclusion of game one here.
2-0 pitch popped up behind the plate. Catcher will make the play for the first out. And Sophia Ibanez behind the plate.
Ibanez didn't even have a chance to get rid of that mask and take a look at it without looking through the bars, but did a good job tracking that one down. Carlon Dees at the plate.
Dees grounded into a fielder's choice, 4-6, and she beat out the throw to first. First pitch to Dees, swung on, fouled off behind the plate. One pitch from Hughes. Low and away, it's 1-1. Longhorns have had a one-out base runner in every inning so far. Look to see if Dees can extend it here in the third. 1-1 pitch, low and away, it's 2-1. Took a lot off of that one, might have been a changeup, and it's 2-1.
and kind of floated away from Carlon Dees in the left-hander's batter's box and over towards the other batter's box.
2-1 pitch lined out to left. It gets down, and it is fair. Dees on her way to second, and it gets stuck underneath the fence. Ground rule double for Dees. And the Longhorns have a one-out extra base hit. That brings up Kate Dolan with a RBI chance.
Dees with a nice bit of hitting, picked on that one on the outer half of the plate and just served it down the left field line. Picked up the double. She was going to end up at second either way, but the ball stuck under the fence to make it, as Julian called it, the ground rule double.
I believe it's called an automatic double nowadays in the professionals, but it will always be a ground rule double in the hearts of many baseball fans. First pitch to Dolan, low and inside, and it's 1-0.
Kate was hit last time up.
Yeah, that was a 1-2 pitch that just ran in, hit her in the forearm. This one swung on, fly ball, pretty deep right center field. Ball is dropped by the center fielder, and everyone will be safe. Dolan in the second, Dees up to third.
So an E8, and those woes are now plaguing the Lady Mustangs as Carlon Dees had to kind of hold up on that one. Center fielder Izzy Allen was there in plenty of time. Just took her eye off the ball at the last moment to see what Dees was going to do and dropped it. Second error of the game for the Lady Mustangs.
Brings up Mariah Garner. She's grounded into an inning-inning double play in the bottom of the first. Here she is, bottom of the third. First pitch, swung on line. It is fair off the third baseman's glove. It gets kicked into the corner. Garner on her way to second. Two runs will score. Ball gets past the second baseman, and Garner in with a two RBI double. That one was rocketed down the third base line. And third baseman got a glove on it, but could not reel it in for the out, and it stayed fair.
Longhorns now extend that lead to 3-0 with the two RBI double by Mariah Garner and Abby Bergeron at the plate. She lined out to Catherine Brunner at short, and the Longhorns got the double from Carlon Dees, and then another one from Garner with the error in between. That helped push across two runs.
Brings up Abby Bergeron. She lined out in the bottom of the second. Lady Mustangs had a quick little mound visit. And we're right back into play. First pitch from Hughes. High for ball one.
That one started high from Hughes and then kept sailing up. Easy one for Abby Bergeron to lay off of.
1-0 pitch. Outside, and it's 2-0. Hughes looks in, the 2-0 pitch. Swung on line, caught, and flipped to second, not in time. That ball was picked off right off the ground, and runner back into safe, back into second safely. Looks like Blaine Bielitz over there pinch running for the catcher, Mariah Garner.
Kenna Urban went to her left and actually put her glove on the ground, took that line drive, tried to shovel it over to shortstop and double off the runner. Couldn't do that. Longhorns now with two outs, and two runs in.
First pitch to Burks, high. Burks singled in her first at bat, bottom of the second, was thrown out trying to score. Great throw from the center fielder, Izzy Allen. Caught her at the plate. 1-0 pitch, high for ball two. Hughes looks in. 2-0 pitch. Inside to Burks, almost hit her, and it's 3-0.
Way ahead, Macy.
Macy's first at bat. She worked the count full before singling.
3-0 pitch from Hughes. In there for a strike, and it's 3-1.
Once again, making Ariana Hughes throw a strike before anything else takes place in this at-bat.
3-1 pitch from Hughes. Swung on, popped up in the infield. Catcher, and it falls in between the catcher and the first baseman. Holloway and Ibanez had some struggles with communication, and the ball fell right in between them.
Not to make too much out of this, but the wind certainly played a part in that one. It was pushing it away from McKenna Holloway and away from Ibanez behind the plate, and it just dropped in between them.
Burks catches a break. She is now in a full count. Payoff pitch from Hughes. In there for strike three. Great pitch from Hughes. Retires Burks looking. We go to the top of the fourth inning, but not before the Longhorns plate two more. They lead 3-0.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to George Ranch High School. Lady Longhorns 3 and the Lady Mustangs nothing. As we start the top of the fourth inning, Catherine Brunner, Izzy Allen, Caitlin Wentzler, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up.
Mariah Garner extended that 1-0 lead to a 3-0 lead with her 2 RBI double. That was roped down the left field line. Catherine Brunner leading things off here in the top of the fourth inning. Popped out to first baseman Dominguez in the first pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball blown right past her, and it's 0-1.
We've had 3 hit batsmen in the game so far. We've had a couple errors on the field, 3 to be exact, 2 by Katie Taylor and 1 by the Longhorns.
0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
But some extra base hits and some RBI work by Mariah Garner, and that has expanded the Longhorn lead to 3.
Time called on the field as looks like third base coach giving his batter Brunner some words. Turner has allowed 2 base runners through 3 innings of work. None of them have been base hits, 1 hit by pitch, 1 error. O2 pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed. Down goes Brunner, 1-2-3 for the first out.
4th strikeout for Zaria Turner. 1, 2, 3, all swinging strikeouts for Turner.
They've all been on that electrifying fastball from the southpaw. First pitch to Izzy Allen, fouled off.
Izzy was strikeout victim number one in the top of the first.
That retired the side for the Lady Mustangs. Lady Longhorns were hyped up after that big strikeout to retire the side. 0-1 pitch from Turner. Just outside, and it's 1-1.
Raya Garner trying to give the umpire a second look, kind of held it there, but no call for the Lady Longhorns, 1-1.
1-1 pitch, swung on, popped up, and it'll drift foul. So it's 1-2 now on the center fielder, Izzy Allen. Time called. Seems like Allen wasn't that comfortable stepping in at first. All right, ready to play ball once again. 1-2 pitch from Turner. Outside for ball two. Turner looks in. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off. And the count will remain the same. Do it once again at 2-2.
Probably Izzy Allen's best cut at a Turner offering in this at-bat.
2-2 pitch on the inside corner for strike three. Great pitch from Turner. Locks up Izzy Allen for the second out and second strikeout of the inning.
That's exactly the good word choice for that. She just couldn't do anything. Turner buzzed it in on the inner half and got her fifth strikeout.
First one looking for Turner. This one also in there for a strike. She starts off Caitlin Wensler off with an 0-1 count. A 1 pitch from Turner outside for ball one. One-one count here on Caitlin Wensler, the designated player for the Lady Mustangs. 1-1 pitch, swung on, lined out to second base. Burks makes the catch to retire to side. 1-2-3 goes the Lady Mustangs. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Lady Longhorns up 3-0.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 826,000 high school student athletes in Texas have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Texas high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
We head into the bottom of the fourth, Abby Dominguez, Ella Kalenko, and Cameron Radford, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for George Ranch. They lead 3-0, trying to add to that total and move into inning number 5, but let's see what happens here in the bottom of the fourth.
Dominguez was hit by Pitch also came around to score the first run for the Lady Longhorns. First pitch from Hughes. In there for strike, took something off of that one. Might have been a changeup there, and it's a one. A one pitch. This one's high, and it's 1-1. One one pitch from Hughes. Swung on, fouled off behind the plate, off the screen. Dominguez sits in a 1-2 count leading off the bottom of the fourth inning here in the first game of today's doubleheader. One two pitch, swung on and missed way out in front of that pitch, and she is retired for the first out of the inning.
Strikeout number two for Ariana Hughes. The first one came in the bottom of the third to end the inning. Macy Burks was caught looking. Now we start out the fourth. Abby Dominguez swings through strike three. Ella Kalinko at the plate.
Kalinko singled and was thrown out at the plate in the bottom of the second. Hughes looks in for the sign. First pitch to Kalinko. Swung on, popped up. Right side, it will go out of play. First base coach, Coach Negrelli, almost got ran over by the Lady Mustangs first baseman. Had to dodge out of the way of that one. Kalinko sits in a 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Hughes. In there for a strike on the outside part of the plate. It's 0-2.
The umpire's been calling those all afternoon long. Has called some on the inner half. That outside half for both Hughes and Turner has been available.
0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. High fastball blown right by Kalinko for the second out and second strikeout of the inning. Third strikeout on the night for Hughes. Three straight punch outs for her.
Cameron Radford at the plate. She lifted that ball out to Bethany Fan. That Fan could not corral in the third inning. That pushed across, in the second, that pushed across the first run for George Ranch.
First pitch in there for a strike. Redford looked to slap one, as she normally does, but she laid off, and it's a one. A one pitch. Swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Hughes, and it's 0-2.
Big Mo kind of changing a little bit. Taylor getting a little bit of momentum here with a couple strikeouts by Hughes as a Longhorns bat in the bottom of the fourth. We'll see if that continues.
0-2 pitch to Redford. Swung on, lined up the middle. Two-out single for Cameron Redford. And the Lady Longhorns are working here with two outs in the bottom of the fourth.
Fifth hit of the afternoon. I guess I got my answer real quick on that. They kind of broke the momentum with that nice hit to center or left center. Top of the order now for George Ranch.
Johnston 1-for-2, singled in the first and popped out to the catcher in the third. She's hitting here with two outs in the fourth. First pitch to her, called strike. I looked way outside to me, but nonetheless, 0-1 here on Johnston. 0-1 pitch from Hughes. This one is inside, and it's 1-1. One pitch from Hughes. Swung on, popped up right side. Right fielder cannot get to it, and it goes foul. Wynn definitely helped that one. That one looked like it was going to stay fair off the bat, but Wynn really helped that ball drift foul.
Tessa Woods kept running and running. The ball kept pushing itself. The Wynn kept pushing the ball to beyond her reach and out of play on the right side.
Johnston now in a 1-2 count. Carlon D is on deck. First 1-2 pitch. Runner takes off. Throw it on to second. Not in time. Gets to the outfield. But Redford will not test the arm of Allen. So runner on second now with two outs. Johnston in a 2-2 count looking to drive in the fourth run of the ball game for the Lady Longhorns with a possibly even a single here.
Sophia Ibanez made a decent throw down to second from the crouch position, but it hit in front of the bag and skipped out into center, but not far enough, as you pointed out, for the base runner to go any further.
2-2 pitch outside for ball three. So now Johnston has worked it back to a full count. Potentially could get an RBI here if she can get something to hit. Payoff pitch from Hughes. Swung on, barely fouled off, barely got a piece of that one, and it stays full.
Good spoil there. Just got enough bat on ball to knock it to the right side and live to see another pitch, a full count pitch coming up.
Hughes looks in for the sign. The payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off again. Great at bat here from the Lady Longhorns leadoff bat, Jessica Johnston. Hughes looks in. Payoff pitch to Johnston. Inside. Oh, on the inside corner for strike three. That one looked inside, but Johnston goes down looking to retire to side. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Longhorns up 3-0.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHSI Radio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill, Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Coldwell Banker, Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorns Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at the ballpark, top of the fifth inning, Sophia Ibanez, McKenna Holloway, and Tessa Woods, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in Billy Powell's lineup for Katie Taylor. Longhorns lead 3-0. They got one run in the second and two driven in by Mariah Garner in the third, and that's where we stand, Julian.
Ibanez is 0-for-1, popped out to the shortstop, Kalenko. That was back in the second. Holloway struck out. She's on deck. So Ryan Turner out to the mound for her fifth inning of work. No changes for Coach Witt as of yet. First pitch to Ibanez. Swung on, hit on the ground. Dominguez picks it up, steps on first for the first out of the inning.
We've had that several times in this game. Let's see, one, two, three, four times for the Lady Mustangs. They see one pitch, and they're set down.
Kind of Holloway in now. First pitch to her is outside for ball one. Running fastball there from Turner. Had some extra cut on it. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, popped up a mile high. Shallow right field. It actually drips foul, and it stays foul.
Somewhat a high sky for ball players, but, you know, the yellow softball should be fairly easy to get a bead on. That one just kept pushing towards the right side and finally fell out of play.
Well, it looked like it was right to Burks a second, and the wind really picked it up and moved it foul. This one popped up foul. And it's 1-2 on Holloway. Turner looks in, comes set, 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner for strike three. Holloway goes down looking for the second out of the inning.
Strikeout number six for Zaria Turner. Tessa Woods, who grounded out 4-3 from Macy Burks to Dominguez at the plate.
That was in the third inning. First pitch to Woods, grounded through for the first base hit for the Lady Mustangs. Breaks up the no-hitter in the fifth inning with a sharp line drive up the middle right past Burks at second.
Tessa Woods got the barrel on that one and just sent it to the right of Burks and into right center field.
Brings up Kenna Irvin, reached on an error. First time up in the third. First pitch to her is swung on and missed.
A late swing by Irvin. Finally decided to pull the trigger on it, but it was already past her.
Oh, one pitch fouled. Line drive down the third baseline. Got past Johnston at third, but stayed foul.
Keep in mind, Irvin is a left-handed hitter, and she just put that outside pitch just out of Johnston's reach, but foul.
0-2 pitch fouled off to the screen. We'll do it again at 0-2.
Varsity baseball squad over at Elkins tonight. They are 10-5 and facing their last regular season game before the playoffs.
0-2 pitch, swung on and missed for the third out of the inning. Irvin goes down swinging on the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left stranded at first. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lady Longhorns up 3-0.
All of us love sports. But not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Welcome back, everybody. Carlin Dees, Kate Dolan, Mariah Garner. The hitters due up in the bottom of the fifth. George Ranch leads 3-0.
Dees 1-for-2. Doubled in the third. Cameron to score. Also reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Hughes still on the mound for the Mustangs.
The winner of this series will move on to play the winner of Jersey Village and Houston Lamar. Houston Lamar leads that series 1-0, and they play tonight at 8 o'clock in game number 2.
Dees steps in. First pitch from Hughes. Swung on, fouled off behind the plate. Quickly 0-1 here on Dees. Hughes looks in. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. High fastball. And Dees chased out of the zone. 0-2.
Big full cut by Carlin on that one. Couldn't catch up with it. 0-2.
Pitch. Swung on, lined up the middle for a leadoff single. Carlin Dees on with her second hit of the night.
Hit them where they ain't, and this one to the right of the second base bag and into center, right center field. Carlin Dees on with her second hit. Kate Dolan at the plate. Nice job of hitting on the 0-2 count.
That ball was drilled to center. Really got good metal on it. Brings up Kate Dolan. Hughes looks like trying to mess up the timing of the Longhorns, taking some extra time in between pitches. First pitch to Dolan. Swung on and just foul. Hard ground ball down the third base line, but snuck, just foul.
Coach Emily Witt in the third base coaching box, and Coach Negrelli over at first.
Oh, one pitch. Fouled off the screen. And it's 0-2.
And it's hard to miss, Coach Kirby over in the dugout.
Oh, two pitch to Dolan. Swung on, lined up the middle. It gets through for a base hit. Dees fainted over to third. Throw back to first in time. Dolan is out at third at first. And Dees goes over to third. Looks like they caught Dolan sleeping, not expecting a throw back to first. And she was out.
All right, here's what we got. Two hits in the inning. Dees started out. Get one to right center field. Almost the same spot for Kate Dolan. Then she made a big turn, didn't expect to throw, got one over there. She was put out, and while she did, Carlin Dees over to third.
Mariah Garner up, one out, runner on third base. Really good RBI spot here for the Lady Longhorns backstop. First pitch to Garner in there for a strike. Hughes definitely took something off of that one, and it's 0-1.
Garner with that open stance, her left foot towards the back of the right-hander's batter's box, and her back foot kind of in line with the pitcher's plate. So a wide open look at the softball as it comes in.
0-2 now on Garner as she just fouled one off. 0-2 pitch, swung on and lined, but foul.
You got it, Maria.
Good Good spoil hack up there by Mariah Garner. Still 0-2.
0-2 pitch to Gardner. Swung on, lifted on the infield. McKenna Holloway on it for the second out.
Abby Bergeron at the plate. She lined out to Brunner in the second, lined out to Kenna Irvin at second base in the third, batting now in the top of the fifth.
Bergeron steps in, sets the ball hard a couple times. First pitch to her is in there for a strike. Good pitch there from Hughes, and it's 0-1. One pitch outside, and it's 1-1. One pitch from Hughes. Low and in, and it's 2-1.
D's came down the line quite a bit. In case that one got away from the catcher, it did not. She's back at third.
2-1 pitch. In there for a strike. It's 2-2. Had to wait on that one. Bit of a delayed call from the home plate umpire.
Definitely took a second look at that one before the pitch was called.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. High and away for ball three. Bergeron has worked it full. Base hit, scores one with D's on at third. Payoff pitch, swung on, popped up right side. It will drift foul. Still full here on Bergeron. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up left side. This one also goes foul. Good at bat here from Bergeron. Has worked it back to a full count and has spoiled off a couple pretty good pitchers from Hughes.
Definitely has. Pitch number 8 coming up for Abby.
Payoff pitch, swung on and lined out to right. Right fielder on it to retire the side. Longhorns leave one stranded at third. We go to the top of the sixth. Lady Longhorns still up 3-0.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
We're in game one, inning number 6, top of the 6, Kaylin Lerma, Bethany Fan, Catherine Brunner. The 1-2-3 hitters for the Lady Mustangs are due up to face Zaria Turner.
Lerma 0-for-2, fly out to center, line out to right. Fan 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch in the first, and Brunner 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out.
So not a lot of success in that top part of the order. Actually, down through the fifth hitter, Caitlin Wentzler, there's been a lot of goose eggs and strikeouts and not too many base runners. Longhorns would like to keep it that way as they start the sixth.
Lady Mustangs got their first hit last inning thanks to a Tessa Woods single. This one just high from Turner, and she starts off Lerma 1-0. Pitch swung on, popped up, shallow right field. Redford on it for the first out.
Right out to Cameron Radford. Not much she needed to do. Took a couple slide steps to her left and put that one away.
Brings up Bethany Fan, 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in the first. First pitch to Fan, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Pitch. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back great pitches from Turner. And Fan really not seeing her well.
Zaria trying to pick up strikeout number 8. Working here against Bethany Fan.
0-2 pitch outside, and it's 1-2. Pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed. Good outside. Looked like an off-speed pitch. Got Fan to chase at it. And there are two outs here.
Took a little bit off, as you pointed out, and Fan is ahead of that, kind of waved at it. Strikeout number 8 for Zaria Turner Brunner at the plate.
Captain Brunner 0-for-2, struck out in the fourth. First pitch to her is low for ball one. Turner looks in. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, fouled off, and it's 1-1.
It'll be approximately 15 minutes between game one and game two tonight here at George Ranch High School. Give everybody a chance to complete their scorebook for game number two, and then we'll be back on the air with a little bit of pregame.
1-1 pitch popped up over the netting, but goes foul.
We'll give you a heads up, and we'll sync our watches together so you'll know when we're coming back on the air for game number two. Well, we'll talk about that at the conclusion of game one.
1-2 pitch, fouled off down the right field line. The ball was lined off the bat of Brunner. Stays a 1-2 count. Pitch from Turner. Swung on, another foul ball. Turner looks for the sign. The 1-2 pitch from the southpaw. In there for strike three to retire to side. Brunner goes down looking. And so do the Mustangs. 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Longhorns up 3-0.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Back at the ballpark, Macy Burks, Abby Dominguez, Ella Kalenko, the 6-7 and 8 hitters in Emily Witt's lineup will face Ariana Hughes. And if you're a Longhorns fan, you're hoping this is their last at bat in the bottom of the 6th. And then they'll turn it around and let Taylor bat in the top of the 7th and hopefully call it a game.
Burke steps in, 1-for-2, single in the 2nd, struck out in the 3rd, also was thrown out at the plate in the 2nd. First pitch to Burks on the outside corner for strike 1. Oh, 1 pitch. Swung on and fly ball right center field. It gets caught in the gap by center fielder Izzy Allen.
Nice running catch by Izzy Allen going from center to right center. Kind of crossed in front of Tessa Woods, the right fielder, and flagged that one down.
Up next, number 17, Abby Dominguez.
Brings up Abby Dominguez. 0-for-1 on the day so far. Struck out in the 4th, was hit by the pitch in the 2nd. First pitch to Dominguez is low for ball 1.
Abby, the 2nd of the Lady Longhorns to be hit by Ariana Hughes. That was back in the 2nd. She came around to score that first run.
1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One pitch, swung on and missed. Dominguez chased that one high, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch to Dominguez, swung on and popped up shallow right field. It drips foul, but the right fielder under it for the 2nd out of the inning. Wind definitely helped that one drift foul. Brings up Ella Kalenko.
Tessa Woods got a much better jump on that one than we've seen her get on some of those other balls that have been drifting beyond the right field line and heading over towards the fencing here. I was able to flag that one down.
This one popped up, foul, out of play. So Hughes starts Kalenko out in an 0-1 count. One pitch from Hughes. Swung on, fouled off the screen, and it's 0-2. Oh-two pitch is fly, shallow, right center. It falls for a base hit diving attempt from Izzy Allen, but she cannot reel it in, and Kalenko is on with a two-out single.
Kind of hate to talk about this all the time, but that one, again, was being pushed away from Izzy Allen as she went from center into right center and just couldn't catch up with that one. Tried to dive and lay out for it, but couldn't pick it up.
Brings up Cameron Radford. First pitch to her is little chopper to third. She is safe at first. Holloway looked to be just off the bag, and Redford on with a swinging bunt single.
The throw was definitely there from Caitlin Lerma at third base, but Holloway's foot off the bag, and the umpire right there to make that call. Now two on and two out, top of the order.
Brings up Jessica Johnston, 1-for-3 on the day so far, single in the first. First pitch to Johnston is outside. Another RBI spot for a Lady Longhorn. One oh pitch. It's high for ball two.
Good job, Jess.
Good eye, Jess.
Two oh here on the Lady Longhorns third baseman, Johnston. The pitch in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Two-one pitch to Johnston. Swung on, popped up. Right side in foul ground. Holloway under it to record the final out of the inning. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Longhorns looking for three more outs to pull off this win. They are up 3-0.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Moving into the top of the seventh, possible last at bat for the Lady Mustangs. They're chasing three runs. The Longhorns picked up one in the bottom of the second, two on a two RBI double by Mariah Garner. And that's where we stand, 3-0. And again, possible last at bat here for the Mustangs. It'll be Izzy Allen, Caitlin Wensler, and Sophia Ibanez.
Soraya Turner looking for three more outs to finish off this first game of this bi-district playoff matchup. Also looking for three outs to finish off a complete game shutout, only allowing one hit. She'll have to go through 4-5-6. First pitch to Allen is high for ball one. Time called at the plate. Allen needs to regroup, steps in, and ready to play ball once again. 1-0 pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed.
Izzy Allen has been in and out of that batter's box all afternoon long, trying to get herself set. She'll get in and step back out like she just did, but now she's ready again.
1-1 pitch, swung on, popped up, right side, and foul. So it's 1-2 now on Allen. Turner looks in. 1-2 pitch. High and away, and it's 2-2.
in bi-district play with 19-6A and 26A. Travis and Cinco Ranch, Ridge Point, and Tompkins.
2-2 pitch, fly, deep center field, D's on it to record the first out.
And, of course, George Ranch and Taylor, Dulles, and number one, Katie, coming out of 19-6A.
Caitlin Wensler up 0-2, struck out in the second, lined out in the fourth. First pitch, swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Turner, and it's a one.
He's been doing that all season long, getting ahead of hitters and putting them away.
A one pitch, just low. And it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Turner. Swung on, popped up, but foul. Turner looks in. 1-2 pitch. In there for strike three. Wensler goes down looking, and the Lady Longhorns one out away from taking the first game of this first round matchup.
Nice pitch by Turner. Took a little bit off of that. It had what appeared to be a little tail on it, and Wensler could not pull the trigger. Strikeout number 10, Ibanez at the plate. She's 0-2.
Popped out in the second, grounded out in the fifth. First pitch from Turner. Just outside for ball one. One oh pitch. Swung on and just foul. 1-1 here on Ibanez. Banya steps in. Turner looks in. We'll get the 1-1 pitch here. Swung on, popped up. Medium center field. D's on it to retire to side, and that's the ball game. Lady Longhorns take game one of the first round matchup with Katie Taylor by a score of 3-0. Mariah Gardner coming in clutch with her 2 RBI double in the third. And that's all we needed to pull off this first game win.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll wrap up game number one, and then we'll synchronize our watches for when we come back on the air for game two.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at the ballpark. Best out of three series. Game one taken by George Ranch, 3-0. Longhorn scored on an error by the left fielder in the second inning, push one across, and then in the third inning, the 2 RBI double by Mariah Garner posted the next two, and that's the final 3-0. The Lady Longhorns get a 10 strikeout performance, one hit performance by Zaria Turner to take game one, 3-0. Let's synchronize our watches. If you're coming back for our broadcast of game number two tonight, it's 5:37. We'll see you back on the air at 5:50 right here at GRHS iRadio. So long for game one. We'll see you at 5:50 for game number two.